Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody.
Go ahead. I'm just talking background because I'm excited to be back.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Jen. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your soul path. Every Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio, we'll help you get to your best self with some of the most gifted people on earth, artists, intuitives, healers, filmmakers, everybody. So we'll help you turn your obstacles into opulence.
All right. Period. Guess what? My favorite show's back.
Yes, it is. I got into it a little bit last night.
The Voice.
I know. Shakira's on there.
I think all the men out there are happy that Shakira is on that show. She's
but gorgeous. She doesn't sit there with a scowl on her face. I like that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I dig Shakira. I like her. I like her energy.
So it's two return, Adam Levine, of course, and Blake Shelton, which is my personal favorite just because he is hilarious.
He is a funny dude.
He is really funny.
Who knew he had such a sense of humor?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm excited. And then so Shakira and, of course, Usher being the two newbies.
Oh, yeah, because Usher is sitting in CeeLo's chair.
Right.
I mean, none against Usher, but
I'm really big, you know, big Usher fans out there. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to see the talent. And last year, I think it was the second season, was so good that every year they get better. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you seriously, I am all in this year. I am all in. You done got me hooked. And, you know,
is it because of Shakira or
no? I got really into it last season talent. With you. I got into it last season with you. You know. Yeah. Oh, Shakira wasn't on it. Christina Aguilera, ex-Tina was the judge last year. So, but this year, man, it's going to be pretty decent, you know, because they got some folks on there, you know, and everybody's coming with their stories and you want to see if there's anybody you recognize or whatever. So, you know, it's going to be good. And it's, you know, again, like you said, it's all based off intuition because they can't see. You're not able to look at them and judge based off of appearance. There's that's and it's gone. That's what I love.
With obviously the voice and then their gut saying, "Should I turn around for this person?"
Right, and when
it's
they hit
not
that
about the look.
Mm-hmm.
Although you notice as the show goes on, and the contestants that stay, they look better and better each week. They start cleaning them up a little bit and
let me get the unibrow gone and hey, stand up straight, stop slouching. Oh wait, that's what they tell me. Never mind. So, but you know, I'm not a real big reality show guy, but The Voice, man, I love The Voice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big music guy.
I think it's positive though. I mean, we were going to talk about, today it's, we're going to be talking about a lot about energy and calling in your life's work, but Sean and I were talking earlier about, just reality shows in general and how when you really sign up for a reality show or somebody signs up, it's really like your whole life is kind of out there for the world to see and pick apart. And I know sometimes people want, I want this to be kept a secret or that. And really that's not what that's about.
Now they're going to capture every single movement, everything you are, and then they're going to edit it and create a story out of it, you know, and sometimes it works and a lot of times it doesn't, you know.
What we were talking about earlier is that whoever you are when you do something like that, so whether you're on television or you get money or something that kind of your personality, whoever you are to the core, just comes out even more.
Yeah.
It's just amplified. So if you're a really nice person, that may be amplified. Or if you have, you know, challenges confronting people, that'll come out. Or,
yeah. Or
you know, dark secrets in the closet, those are definitely going to come out.
And if you're like just real with it, hard as Darth Vader, that'll come out too.
You know, and what else we were talking about, because I'll admit I do have some reality shows that I like to watch, and it's kind of my guilty pleasure. And we were,
you know,
it's really like the soap operas of yesteryear. It's like, remember, yeah, you know, Dallas and Dynasty. It was you know, people watch those in the evening, and now it's kind of like you watch
people's
reality
real lives of these storylines.
Yeah.
Like, what's the one you got into, which surprised me, was she got into, you got into Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Love and Hip Hop.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it is. That's her guilty pleasure.
It's kind of negative. So, all right. You want to talk about our subject today?
Wait. Before we get into this, because there's a lot going on in the Supreme Court, and people are plastering over Facebook how they feel, where they stand. And I want to tell you here from the bottom of my heart and all my listeners, Sean DeMarco Garcia supports everyone's right to marry. That's where I stand. Don't inbox me no more. Don't try and put stuff on my wall wondering where I'm at. Don't try and use the Bible to justify stuff. I support anybody who wants to marry across the board. They should be able to get married. That's how I feel. And I'm going to roll with that.
Like that. I think everyone should, that chooses to do that, should have the right and have the benefits that we all have. And we'll leave it at that. We will see what the Supreme Court has to say about it. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that have something to say, regardless of which side that you stand on. Right.
Right. That's why it's called a debate. Okay. So today we'll be discussing calling in your life's work. Right.
Yep.
It's a big energy.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, this is something that's not only really important to myself, it's also really important to Sean. It's something that we've worked on together as we've developed our businesses and our, you know,
as people and husband and wife and parents
and being entrepreneurs and what we've learned. And that's really what calling in your life's work is about, is, you know, when I first started doing the intuitive piece, you know, I finally found my niche. I finally found, okay, this is really what I want to do with my life. And then I thought, of course, okay, now everything should be easy peasy and smooth and, you know, figured it out, right? And then I also had a business background or have a business background and tried to, you know, use the business side and tried to morph that or do it this, tried to start a business from my linear thought process and a, from a corporate America standpoint, I started, tried to do my business in that fashion, and it just didn't work. It actually kind of, I made a lot of mistakes.
But would you be where you are now if you energetically hadn't made those decisions to put you in a position to make those mistakes and learn from them?
No, and I'm happy for it. I'm glad for it. I'm not saying that that I wish that I hadn't gone through it, because if I hadn't gone through it, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be using the energy and work and techniques that I use now for my business. I wouldn't really have, you know, if everything comes to us so easy, then we would never have to go down or have any trials and tribulations and learn from it. And then the whole point of going through that yourself is to then be able to teach other people, hey, I have these experiences. Let me help you in not trying not to go through the same experience. Let me, you know, be a light to you and show you another way of doing things.
Well, let me ask you this, okay? Okay, because we got to go to break in a couple of minutes, and I think we're off to a really good start. But by definition for you, and you can flip it on me if you want. You probably got plans to flip it. I know you. what is calling in your life's work?
I mean, calling in your life's work is about calling to yourself or to your awareness through energy, what you want to experience and how you can help people. So calling in your life's work can be, you know, I want to start an intuitive business. I want to start a heart center business. I want to help people. I want to be a light worker. I want to, you know, take all of my skills. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a coach.
But you don't have to be, you don't have to do energy work to take the class. If you say you're a plumber now and you want to do something different.
Calling in your life's work is calling in your life's work is what you want to experience as your life's work. You know, what are you here to do? What are you here? How are you here to help people? Right. And it's typically in broken into, three phases. So it would be one, you know, I'm currently trying to figure out what my life's work is. Mm-hmm. Two, I found my life's work. Now what? I want to create a heart center business. And three, which is a big one, is I have a heart center business, but I'm having issues calling in clients or getting it off the ground.
Mm,
I
think that's
one of the biggest ones is finally I figured it out. Now what's next? So I think when we come back, we can talk more about and get and dive in deep into that and kind of ask Sean some questions about some of his experiences when he was calling in his life's work.
That sounds dope. You gonna take us out or?
Absolutely. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, with yours truly, Sean and Jen. We're going to take a big break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about calling in your life's work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Na-na-na-na.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Yes, and that was Xtina, who's no longer, she's not on The Voice this season, but I think she may be coming back. But I don't
know,
man.
I think she's touring. I think she has a new album or something.
Yeah, Lotus or something like that. The album came out. But I don't know, man. Shakira might take her spot. It's only four chairs. Hey, you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen. Our topic today is calling in your life's work with both Jen and myself. I'm Sean. So I guess we're in the thick of this calling in your life's work.
I wanted to ask you, Sean, where are you in the phases? Where are you in the phases?
Give me the phases again.
Okay, so I'm currently trying to figure out what my life's work is. I found my life's work. Now I want to create a heart-centered business. I have a heart-centered business, but having issues calling in clients or getting it off the ground.
I'm probably that last one. I'm not where I want to be on that.
Or are you right where you want to be? No problems. You don't need any adjustments.
No, I wouldn't say that. You want to keep growing and learning. You want to open yourself up to receive. You want to always be open to receive. You know, so I would never say, well, you know, I've made it, or well, this is it. I'm comfortable. You know what I mean? I like the idea of that last one, because even while having clients, you know, like they say in sales, it's still that hustle. You want to keep that pipeline full, you know? So what else you want to ask me?
Well, talk about some of the challenges you had in calling in your life's work.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'd be happy to share that. I found my true calling later in life after I got married, which wasn't expected, because I had so many different interests. And when you have a lot of different interests, you tend to want to do everything and spread yourself too thin. That's been a big thing of mine personally that doesn't really work for me that well, you know. You know, so spreading myself too thin kind of may have mired me and focusing in on what I wanted to do with my life. But once I found it, I dove right in, went to school for it, got experience and still learning. And you want to be great at what you do. But then it was kind of like, okay, now that I'm in this realm of film and video, what do I want to do? Do you want to do corporate? Do you want to do government work? Do you want to be an indie filmmaker? You want to be, you know, do you want to work on feature films? You know, it's you still got choices. You still have decisions to make. And the only way to figure that out is to try a little bit of it all and start getting things out of the way to figure out, okay, I like this experience, but I did like this one, but I didn't like this one. You know what I mean?
So how did you know it was your real calling, though? I mean, you have a lot of interests. So, you know, you could have 20 different interests or 10 different interests, and then you could say, well, that's all, you know, I like all those things. How did you finally narrow it down to the one or two things that you're doing now?
Well, it was a childhood love I had of writing that led me to this path. Because I had co-written a script with someone. And went to film school from there and found out, wow, I like all this stuff. I didn't think I'd be involved in all this. And that's really where it all came from. So it all started with something I loved as a child, and I really grew that.
Right. It also goes back to really submerging yourself into something new and not being afraid to try new things. You know, first of all, when you submerge yourself in something new, it's like, have fun, be yourself, really be unique. And commit to transforming at the root, even though, so when I, you know, I'll go back to my, when I started taking classes, you know, I really didn't go because I wanted to do intuition as a profession.
Right.
I went because I wanted personal growth and change, and I just wanted to be around like-minded people and have something fun to do. And then when I started doing that, I realized, wow, I really, really like this, and I'm really good at it, and it like stirred something in me that I think I had forgotten about from the time I was really small.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew it was my life's work, because it wasn't about the money per se.
Right.
It was about, okay, I love this. And if I didn't need money, then I would do this for free. And that's how I knew that was my calling. That's how I knew it was for me.
You know what? There was this, I ran across this article. Somebody, one of our friends posted it on Facebook, and it was on The Onion, but it made a lot of sense. Okay. You know, The Onion does a lot of comedic parody and things like that, but this made total sense. They say, if you're not doing what you love it so much that you're still doing it in the evenings and on weekends. So look at that, whether it's cooking, writing, painting, you know, whatever.
Volunteering, something with animals.
Right. Gardening, you know, landscaping, painting, whatever. You know, but if you're doing it, you got to look at it too. And I hope the right people who are looking for some direction hear this. If you if you're doing something for free for no pay on during the evenings after you get off work because you love it that much, drawing comic books or whatever, and you're doing it for free on weekends, maybe that's your life's passion. You don't realize it. And maybe it's that status quo in your head telling you, oh, you can't do that. You got to make a living, not knowing that you can really make a living doing what you love.
Exactly.
Calling in your life's work.
So let's talk about energy.
Okay, let's do
it. How that coincides with calling in your life's work. So we are all made up of energy.
That's right. You know, I believe in that.
You know, our first language is energy from the time that we're born. Think about it. Think about babies, or think about small children that walk into the room and they either, gel with the person or they don't. And I think it's because they're reading the energy of the situation. They're either comfortable in the situation, or they're anxious in the situation, or they don't want to be there, or they do want to be there. And they communicate accordingly. And I think we stop using this form of communication around the age of 6, which is the exact same time that we stop using our intuition. They both go hand in hand. It's right around the time we go to school, when it's not something that we foster.
You get out in that real world type of the deal. You get out of your safe zone.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, and if you think too, everything's, the term everything is energy, that's kind of out there, but we're all made up of energy, and so is everything else. So if you look at our bodies, not only do we have our chakras, which are inside, then we also have our auric field, which makes up our auric bodies and our chakras. So whatever's going on internally, whatever we're feeling or whatever experiences, beliefs, all is it made up or is in that energy field. And that, again, is what we are projecting to the world, and what we're getting back, because vibration matches vibration. So if you're putting out there, this is my life's work, then you're going to call more of that to yourself. You're putting out there, I'm unsure, fear, a lot of fears around whether money or creativity or whatever it is, that's what you're going to call back to yourself. I mean, you've walked into a room, Sean, and you walk in and you go, something's just off with the energy in here, and I won't come back. Or I can't, you have friends in your life or relationships that have passed that you just no longer share the same vibration.
Oh, yeah, like
to share.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, have you ever met somebody that you liked as a person, but they just seemed like there was constant turmoil? Something was always going on. For some reason, they could not find cosmic peace on this plane. Not saying they're bad people, but have you ever met that type of thing? Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, I don't want my energy coming into this, because I'm kind of like, I'm like, I'm in a field of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches right now. I really don't want to, upset this. I like where I am. We all have met those kind of people, and sometimes we've even tried to save them. And you know what happens typically when that happens, you get drugged down usually, because, typically people can't be saved unless they want to be saved. And at that point, they're doing it themselves. So, I don't know how I got on that, but okay.
So one of the things that we can all kind of start to be aware of is that we all know, if you start to recognize that we're all energy, we're all made up of energy, and wherever we go, we bring our energy with us. So you can, you go into a room and you're like, be conscious of the energy you bring into any situation. Be conscious of where you are at that moment. A lot of times, some people just aren't, because they don't have an awareness that we are made up of energy, and whatever we are thinking, feeling, or experiencing at the moment, we're carrying with us to whatever situation we're in. So if you're conscious of your energy, and something that really is really simple about just kind of starting to do energy work is what I would call calling back your energy. Calling back your energy is as simple as getting, kind of grounded and centered, and then literally focusing, kind of in the center of head, and focusing your awareness to the past, and calling all of your energy from the past back into yourself, back into your body. And that could be past 5 minutes ago. That could be past, I was a kid and this happened. It could be, a past relationship.
Well, let me ask you something in regards to that. Have you ever, as an adult, wanted to call in energy from a point in childhood where you felt extremely serene and safe and bring that into where you were as an adult. Would you consider that the same type of thing you just described?
Yeah, you can do that. The whole point of calling back your energy is to have all of your energy with you so you're not so scattered.
Right.
Just you know kind of, and you could call in that feeling, though, if you want to. So you could call in your past energy and bring that forward. And then, you know, and I'm guilty of this. I tend to live a lot of in the future. What's going to happen next week? Planning for the kids because we have two small kids. So it's always constant, you know, routine and planning. And we know kind of what we're doing next and what we're doing a month from now. And so I tend to project a lot of the future. So I have to put my awareness into the future and call that energy back to me so that I'm whole. And then it's a lot easier to figure out where am I going. It's a lot easier to manifest for one. And it's a lot easier to call in your life's work wherever you are in the phases when you have all of your energy with you.
You know, that thing you mentioned about tending to be in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a thing individual to you. I think a lot of moms do that because they, you know, it's like having a sales manager. Sales managers in corporate America do not like surprises.
Right.
You know, a mom or a momager, as they call them sometimes, because they're managing the family. They're the, you know, the neck. You know, you don't like surprises. So, you know, I think part of being in the future is, we got to take a break. I'll finish this up when we get back.
All right. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio with Sean and Jen. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about calling in your life's work. Stay tuned.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Yo, we are back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean, and we really, really appreciate you guys being here with us. We're discussing calling in your life's work, and we were talking about how it affects people, how this affected me, yada, yada. Now, before break, we were talking about the formation of it and things like that, and really anyone can benefit from this. So this time I like to ask about, is it sometimes, you know, you feel like something's getting in the way. Is it me or is it my reptilian brain, right? am I in my own way or is something else going on?
Well, that's so funny. I understanding the brain and how it might be holding you back is really the first step in becoming conscious and being able to manifest your life's work, opportunities, and creativity. In the study of neuroscience, it talks about how your brain actually really is and could be sabotaging your results. So you ever feel like you're motivated to make changes? You know what to do. I mean, you're like, I know the steps. It's like working out for me. I know I need to go to the gym and these are the steps I need to follow. And then you just don't do it.
Yeah.
But the number one priority of the brain is survival.
Right.
And that stems directly from the part of our brain, which is known as the reptilian brain.
Right.
Our brain is actually designed to achieve the least amount of effort possible. So, you know, when you have these grand plans and you're like, and you just keep hitting roadblocks, some of it has a lot to do with the brain, and any kind of changes put you in a place of fear and resistance. So this could be fear of success, fear of the unknown, fear of failure. It's easier to continue with the patterns that are familiar. That's the brain. And neurologically, you shut down your genius when you do things that you're just not good at.
So really, 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 because you're on a roll, but really, you have to train your brain.
Right.
So really, if you really look at it, you have to train your brain to match the desire in your subconscious.
That's exactly right. Like retraining the brain and working from a deep energy level, you learn how to clear blocks and stop self-sabotage. So keep in mind, 95% of our decisions and actions are actually subconscious. So only 5% is actual conscious decision making. I think that's kind of scary.
Right.
But if you 95% is made up of beliefs and old patterns that we hold from, you know, potentially years ago, things that we were told when we were kids, you know, things that we were told as an adult, yada, yada, yada. But by shifting the energy of the subconscious and making it conscious can begin. So by shifting the energy, basically the subconscious and the conscious mind can begin to move together and transform at the root. Einstein used to bypass
the conscious
mind,
exactly,
and do these mind experiments that
he channeled.
Right, but he would do these mind experiments, which is really just energy work, and we would bypass that part of his brain, and then it laid new pathways so he would experience things differently. And he talks a lot about that, and all of his ideas about relativity and all those things came to fruition through that mind experiment. So I look at energy as being the same. You have to learn how to retrain the brain, and through the energy work is how you do that.
So doing that, you really kind of, because I feel a breakthrough here. So really, you train the brain to connect with the subconscious. You bypass that, and really what you do is connect with the Akashic Records, if you really think about it, right?
That's how I got it.
Yeah,
I mean, you can do that, but you don't always have to connect to the Akashic Records. You can just connect to the energy that's in your body.
Oh, that's so local, though. You want to go deep. You want to forget, like, what country you in. You want to just zone out, you know.
You know, not only is it to connect with your subconscious and make those thoughts conscious and then change the beliefs and patterns because vibration matches vibration, but you also, the good way to kind of see where you're at in life is to look at the first, the closest five people to you.
Not your favorite.
Not your favorite people, not who you wish were in your circle, but in your circle, okay?
Who you deal with,
who you're married with, who your closest friends are, who are you most like at work, who are the close, you know, family members, this could include anybody, who are the closest five people? And then you look at, okay, are they happy? Do they have money? Are they where they want to be? Are they successful?
Or do they carry a negative energy? Do they complain all the time? Do they whisper and gossip? Do they tell you can't do it even though they've never done it? You know, you want to look at these type of things with the type of with the five closest people around you. Am I right?
And then the other thing is that you want to look at is in those five people, where are you in the pack? Are you ahead of everybody else and leading the charge? And so if so, then who are you following? You always want to emulate somebody who's like two or three steps ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at the head of the pack, then where are you getting your tools and who are you learning from? And are you the one that's pulling your group kind of up?
Well, let me ask you something, okay? I'm going to flip this on you. In the position that you are now, is there someone you're following? Where are you in that pack? Are you at the top of the five of your closest, or is there somebody you're following, or are you anchoring that five? You personally, where are you?
I think that personally I'm probably anchoring the five, and if I had to look in my circle, I don't have anybody in my circle that I could say I would want to emulate. There are some people that are outside of that that I wouldn't even consider in my first five that I am learning from. But so I'm working towards that because I recognize that I'm not trying to big up myself, but that I'm at the head of where I want to be, and I want to go. You know, I look at other people and it's not that I want to be them by any stretch. I just want to emulate or like their energy, and I would like to incorporate that same kind of energy into my life. That's where I want to go.
Right.
And so by changing that vibration of yourself, you also change the people who are around you. If the people around you stay in the same place and stagnant, let's say, or their energy doesn't change, you're going to shift out of that and you're going to be in a whole different group of people.
Dean, I got a quote.
Yes.
My favorite motivational speaker on earth, Les Brown. And we will meet again, my friend. Les Brown said that if someone tells you, you can't do that, and I was listening to this, they said that there was a study done that you need 16 people to come behind that person saying, you can do that, you can do that, you can do that, because we make those no's so powerful when they really aren't. You understand what I'm saying?
No's powerful, more powerful than the yeses.
Exactly. Because that's kind of, you know, so it all goes back to the five people you have around you.
Right.
You have anybody in that group telling you, well, you know, that's never been done before. Well, you know, no one's ever going to walk on the moon. And if you sail past there, you fall off the earth and all that jazz. You know what I mean?
So let's back up because you kind of said it really fast.
Okay.
So you said you will meet again. You're talking about Les Brown. So have you met Les Brown?
You had to take it there, didn't you? yeah, I did briefly when I was younger, much younger.
So tell us about that. How was that?
Well, I was fresh out of the Navy. I was full of myself and full of some alcohol.
Kind of alcohol.
Oh, I don't remember, man. I was 20-some years ago.
Oh, okay.
And my cousin and I had found out that he was at the local JCPenney at the mall up the street from my house. Yeah, that's how old this is. And we were sitting around drinking. He said, you want to go see him? We said, yeah, screw it. Let's go see him. And this is when I think at the time he was married to Gladys Knight. So I remember walking up to him and shaking his hand. And I know I had to just been reeking of Dracar and 40s or something like that, some ridiculous. It was like 91 or something like that. And I remember I was kind of lit, and I shook his hand. I looked at him, and he looked at me. He looked at me like, you really showed up like this, huh? And I looked at him like, yeah, I did. You married the Gladys Knight, you know. But he's always been a favorite of mine, and it's one of those moments you can't erase. But he's inspired me for the last 20 years because he speaks so highly of the self and building yourself up and overcoming and things he overcame. And he always says you can do it. So I reference him a lot, and I reference things that he says. So, you know, the story's out there, and I, you know, now everybody knows.
So. Well, I think you'll get your chance someday to see him again. I think it's funny too, because you've gotten our 5-year, well, he's almost five, into Les Brown, and he actually asked to listen to Les Brown in my car, which I don't have Les Brown in my car. So that's kind of funny. One of the things though that I like about people like Les Brown is that one of the biggest things is in calling in your life's work is really honoring your path. This is why I asked Sean that question, because I want him to say, you know, it's funny. You're 20 something years old, you're drunk, you meet somebody that's, you know, potentially you didn't know he was going to be
such an influence.
influence and an idol to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of whatever. It's funny because you missed away that opportunity, but that doesn't mean you won't get it.
I was 20. I don't even think I was 21.
Exactly. You're fresh off the Navy boat.
So
one of the things that I think is really important is honoring your path, is understanding where you've been is an important step in knowing where you're going. This is key when you're changing your vibration and magnetizing opportunities to yourself. So new doors will open when we acknowledge our path. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, I don't want to talk about my story. It's this or that. But I think honoring it and saying, you know, this is where I've been. This is what I've experienced. And this is why I am the person I am today. I think that we should wear that in a badge of honor, not something we should shy away from.
So that's why you had me tell that story.
Yeah. Oh,
good boy. You are good. I'm married to her folks. And I'm going to tell you, she's good. I didn't walk right into
the other thing is, I think we tend to compare ourselves sometimes to other people, and no two people are the same. Everyone's path is uniquely different, which creates infinite possibilities within each one of us.
Yep.
So I think it's break time again.
No, I think we got, oh, it is. Go ahead, take us out, baby.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm going to give out Sean and I's, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about honoring your path, spring cleaning your energy, and clearing out those old blocks.
Oh, yes.
But I wanted to give out our contact information. Sean and I can be reached at www.soulpathinsightswithanS.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Yeah, somebody knows I'm a big King of Pop fan. Thank you. Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen show with Sean and I'm with Jen and I'm Sean. I'm not Jen. I'm Sean.
No, you're Sean.
I'm Sean. Now, for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com. And we got some events coming up that we need to kind of talk about. So, you want to do this or you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, March 30th, which is this Saturday at Isis Books here in Denver, Jen will be teaching a class called Calling In Your Life's Work, which just happens to be the name of the show.
Coincidence, huh?
And it's seriously, guys, it's going to be a great, great show. You don't want to miss this. She puts out a lot of really good information. She's very hands-on. It's not like, you know, maybe some classes where you just pay for a pamphlet for an hour. No, you're going to be up in there. You're going to get dirty. You're going to feel it. You're going to have some things blown open. You may get mad at her, but it's all part of growth. And she's a great instructor. I highly recommend it. Space for this class is extremely limited. So, you know, look into, see if space is available. Let me wrap this up and be sure to sign up before the class signs up. What you got going on over there?
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention about that class is I'll probably do a live event at some point. And do it and stream live it over the internet. You know, when we talk about that. Okay. Yeah, so Jen and Sean are available for speaking events and workshops. And of course, Sean is available for all your multimedia needs. Consider December 11th productions. Go to 1211productionswithans.com.
Short films, documentaries, you name it, I do it. I'll film it. I'll be in it. I'll break dance for it. I'll write it, produce it. I do it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we're at our tip of the week, okay? And I want Jen to read the tip of the week because it's a beautiful tip from a beautiful guy that we lost. But it says a lot. And Jen, take us there, please.
The only way to do great work is to love what you do, Mr. Steve Jobs.
Great visionary.
Yep. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. I totally believe that. I think that you can almost put, you know, 10 times the energy in doing something that you really just don't want to do and versus something you really love. It's almost like, you know, it's not saying there's no work involved, but it's almost, you know, effortless in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but it kind of, well, the tip ties in with the theme of the show.
Absolutely.
No. If you have a career that you love, you're going to put your love into it and love is going to, you know, come out of it. That's how it works. You know, I don't want to say shampoo effect, but you know, the shampoo effect, and they'll tell it to four friends and they'll tell eight and you know, whatever. So
we were talking about honoring your path. And so just right. A couple more things about that. In honoring your path, I personally believe that we all choose our lives prior to coming to Earth. I think that we have the opportunity to look at several thousand lives and possibilities or potentials within each of those lives before making a decision. So that fact alone makes this life extraordinary no matter what happens.
Really? I think what makes things extraordinary is being brave enough to take the step to call in your life's work. Being brave enough to look at yourself in the mirror and hold that mirror up to yourself saying, hey, okay, these are my flaws. I'm going to deal with them, and I'm not going to let these flaws own me or hold me back from becoming what I'm supposed to become or doing what I'm supposed to do, right?
So I think we have a caller.
Do we really?
Rick, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, this is your Uncle Rick. I wanted to call you and congratulate you on your show.
Hey, I've been thinking about
really
you.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Wow,
see?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about you and
talking about you,
and,
man.
And reaching out to you because I have some things I want to chat with you about.
Awesome. Yeah, Maggie found you on the internet, and then we've been thinking about you. I tried to call last week, but I couldn't get through, and then Maggie just happened to get through this time.
Oh, how funny, because I'm like, Rick from Arizona.
It's good to hear your voice, and we're really proud of you. We were talking about that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And I know you're busy. I'll have to call you, and we'll have to talk when you're off the air.
Okay. I'll send you, well, send give Chrissy your email, and I'll email you.
Okay, honey.
Okay. Take
Congratulations.
Care. Congratulations.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh,
That was really cool.
Because I have been thinking a lot about my dad lately.
Right.
And so, you know, my dad passed away in 1993, so it'd be 20 years in May.
Right, and this was, and for the people who don't know, this is her dad's brother.
My dad's youngest brother, right. And so, you know, when you're thinking about honoring your path or thinking about your path, and I've been thinking a lot about that and where I am today, having had that experience. So, wow, that's really, I've been thinking a lot about him and reaching out to him. So, wonderful. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. Somebody's calling in something up in here. We were just talking about him.
Yeah.
We just mentioned him. So.
Didn't I just talk about this either yesterday at lunch?
At lunch, you and I sat. Jen and I like to have lunch when it's quiet, when the boys are gone, so we can speak complete sentences. So,
right.
Final thoughts. You know, we're going to wrap this up. So, final thoughts. We got this class coming up, and we share some really good things, and there's like a whole ton of information that's just too much to share in an hour. For the person who hasn't done any light work, who's interested in this class, we will have this class, and we'll be doing this class in the future because we're getting a lot of requests for it, and we may actually live stream it in the future. We're looking at that, and we're looking at downloads and everything. So,
that's for the people that don't live here in Colorado,
right?
Can actually jump in the class. So that was really cool, a really cool surprise. And you know, I'm all about being able. We've talked a lot about this on the show, being able to connect with the people in your life that have crossed over, because of course they're just energy as well. And so I feel like that all came full circle for me just now. And then that was confirmation of what I needed. And as I move forward, and that's the other thing about calling in your life's work, is getting that confirmation. And when you get that confirmation or the synchronicity that we've talked a lot about, because we've had most of the people that have been on this show with us, all of our guests have come to us in some form or another.
Yep.
We've met them or we've heard about them.
Or it's just been weird, or we met him at an event, or it's been very organic how we've gotten these guests, or people I follow on Twitter.
Yeah. So that's one of the biggest things too, is when you're starting to kind of think about, well, what is my life's path, and what is it that I like to do, and all of those things. You know, think about the synchronicity and the things that happen every day in your life that you don't typically even pay attention to. You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It was a great show. I really don't want it to end. I wish we had another hour, you know, but, you know, like the Mickey Mouse.
Talk.
Yeah, we do. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show. I'm Sean, and Jen's sitting across from me. As usual, we had a great time. Please be sure to join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Have a great one. Mwah.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life.
This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.